Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 4th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's good to be back to our podcasting aspect of this ministry. Last week we didn't do any of the audio podcasts due to our time in Boston at the hospital with our daughter Esther, which we will allude to later in this podcast. Today's message is titled Spiritual Reunions. The scripture text is from 3 John, verse 3. There is actually only one chapter in 3 John, verse 3.
It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell me about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth.
Many of us have had family reunions sometime this summer when we got together with members of our extended family. This summer, my family gathered in Wisconsin with my one remaining aunt and uncle, along with many cousins on my mom's side. We really had a great time together.
But I also enjoy spiritual family reunions. Have you been to one of those? We may call them homecomings, those times we gather with those we associated with in the past. Due to relocations and other factors, we may no longer regularly see them. This last week, Rick Massiantonio, a longtime friend, along with his wife Liz and their son, came to see Esther in the hospital. Richard, their son, is attending his first year at Massachusetts College of Pharmacy, following in the footsteps of his mother, who is a pharmacist.
We also met many of our spiritual relatives as I returned to speak at the church I had pastored for 7.5 years there in New England. Next month, we will meet with believers in North Central Pennsylvania in the church I pastored prior to that. What a tremendous blessing to see these folks continuing on in their walk with Christ. There's no material or physical blessing that brings greater joy than seeing our loved ones walking steadfastly in the ways of the Lord.
Perhaps today you would like to consider people like this in your life. It's so important to keep in touch. Certainly we have the added blessing of using technology today, which was unavailable to the generations before us.
Indeed. Technology like this podcast and email and RSS feeds and updating our website each day. That's great, and many of us use at least one of those technologies. The Apostle John had received some news that brought him great joy. He had received a report concerning a dear friend named Gaius, indicating that Gaius had been faithful to the truth and was continuing to walk in the truth. I like reports like that, don't you? They really do bring such great joy.
Today, the word of encouragement is the great blessing that we can receive and that we can be as we continue to walk in the truth as part of the great company of the redeemed. Are you receiving that blessing today from someone? Are you being that blessing? I thank God for spiritual reunions and the foretaste of the greatest one yet to come in heaven as we await the blessed return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Jesus, how good it is to walk in the truth with my brothers and sisters. Though time and distance may separate us, our hearts are joined spiritually. Thank you for those who spur me on in having a close walk with you, Jesus, and performing good works in your name. Amen. On a personal update with our daughter Esther, I want to share a few things. It's good to be home again. Esther was discharged in the early afternoon yesterday, 3 days after our doctors had estimated the time, so we immediately headed for home and arrived about midnight. She is continuing to recover but is still dealing with too much fluid on her right lung, which is why she was not discharged earlier. Thankfully, she made enough improvement that the doctors discharged her with the condition that she will be followed up tomorrow at Hershey Med Center. We're grateful that we live so close to a good hospital where she has received excellent care over the past 5 years. She slept all night without awakening, and so did we. Now today we play catch-up with unpacking, washing, and cleaning up a storm-damaged yard and the vegetable and flower gardens while we were gone. A family who's been faithful readers of the Daily Encouragement watched over our house and cared for our pets. What a tremendous blessing. As I conclude this personal note, I see our resident goldfinch has made his way to the feeder. It's almost empty. So I'm glad we arrived in time to refill the thistle feeder. Oh, it really is good to be home.
Amen. It is good to be home. We were gone from Friday last week to about midnight again last night, and we are catching up today. And the storm Brooke Scene alluded to was the Ernesto storm, which we got a little bit of in New England, but apparently it really swept through with high winds and lots of rain here in Pennsylvania, which we enjoy. Well, we are Stephen and Brooke Scene Weber. We live in rural south central Pennsylvania, west of Lancaster City, out in the country. It's our desire to encourage you each day. We hope to get these podcasts back on track now that we're home. It just wasn't conducive to make them while we were gone. We do have a couple of photos up on the site today. We are at dailyencouragement.net. And the photos will either be up on the site if you look at the website on the 4th of September, or if you just want to back up to that day. One is one of our cat. Our dog was stayed at these friends Brooke Scene alluded to, but our cat stayed in her home, and my, was she glad to see us last night. And this morning she found a place to relax in the basket that we bring the tomatoes in, and I got a photo of her. Also coming in last night, what a blessing, just about midnight, a few minutes after, driving in and rejoicing at our safe arrival home and finding a sign on our storm door actually directed to Esther to welcome us home, acknowledging that she is an overcomer. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Christ and encouraged.